Oh, you might say he was a real important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black after somebody dies, you'd say they are in
mourning.
Okay. And if you meet somebody on the street and they say, "How you doing?" and it's just sort of an average day, you know, you're just feeling not too good, not too bad, and so you say, "Oh, I'm
doing pretty good."
Okay. And old people, when they get old and their joints get stiff and aching, you say they've got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. What was the disease that children used to die of where they had a severe sore throat and they had like blisters in the inside of the throat and they'd choke?
Measles.
They'd choke in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow. Whooping cough.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's like that or not.
Leukemia?
No. This is an old disease that they don't have anymore because they have a shot for it now.
Polio? No, it can't be polio.
Oh, when you go get your shots now, they give you a shot called, I'm not sure this is exactly the right name, but it's something like TDT.
And tuberculosis?
It stands for typhoid something and tetanus. Now, what does the D stand for?
I don't know.
When you have to have a shot for this before you can get in school.
I really don't know.
It starts out like
diphtheria.
Okay. What do you call the disease where your eyeballs and your skin turn yellow?
Malaria? Or is that,
okay, anything else?
It's malaria, I think.
Okay, there's another one, too. I think that something goes wrong with your kidneys and everything starts turning yellow, you know.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you have a sharp pain right down here and you have to go to the hospital?
It's appendix.
Okay, and you call the disease, you say that I've got
appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say
I have an upset stomach.
Well, more than that.
I threw up.
Okay.
Oh, everything came up.
Okay, what else would you say?
You wouldn't say herb little.
Okay. What's the most polite way of saying it?
I threw up.
Okay. You might say you're at a party and it's kind of warm and you've had a lot to eat, you know, and
you have an upset stomach.
Okay, you might say, "Well, I think I'll go outside because I'm beginning to feel a little sick."
And woozy.
Sick where?
In your stomach.
Okay. You might say,
"I have an upset stomach."
Yeah.
That's what they.
You might say you have a gossipy neighbor. You'd say, "Boy, she hardly got the news when she came right over to what?"
To tell me everything.
Okay. And let's see. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you'd say he's what?
He's doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Well, no, I'll say they're just, he comes over and they go to the show and their parents all know about it.
Oh, a friend.
Okay. Well, it's a girl, though, and they're in high school.
Oh, let's see, if a boy's going over across the street to visit a girl every day, well, then he's just taking her out.
Okay. How serious is that, or is it serious at all?
Well, it could be turning to serious.
Uh-huh. What would you call it after they get serious?
Danger mark.
Okay, what if they're old enough to get married? Then what would you call it? Yeah,
I call it happiness if they want to get married.
Okay, you'd say, well, those two are what?
Very happy.
Okay, or what are they doing? I mean, they're... You say they're
getting married.
Okay. And if that's the case, he would be her
husband to be.
Well, no, they're not engaged yet. They're just
fiance.
Well, no, they haven't got that far.
Oh, well.
They haven't got that far.
Just a boyfriend.
Okay, and then she would be his.
Just a girlfriend.
Okay, and if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother says, "You've been
messing around."
Okay. If the girl, say they were just boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, they weren't too serious, and she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she did what?